All right, so we're starting Perek Rishon of what's known as Shmona Prakim, which is the Rambam's introduction to Pirkei Avos. Rambam wrote a significant collection of what he feels are the proper human characteristics in the Mishnah Torah called Hilchos Deos. Well, people often consider Hilchos Deos some kind of commentary to Pirkei Avos also. All right, but this is separate. Okay, Dash Nevesh Adam Achas. The soul of man is one. So what is he saying? Look at the note, just towards the bottom. Hu achelek ha'pnimi haruchani shel ha'chai. See, human beings are called nefesh chai in Bereishis, but so are animals. An animal has a nefesh, right? The Torah says, "Don't eat the blood with the together with the nefesh," right? Human beings do most of the things we do are very similar to anything an animal does. We want to eat. Don't want to be eaten. We want to spread our DNA, and our DNA resembles very much certain animals. Fine, but we have that one thing, is this nefesh achas, right? We move around like animals. This, you see the Mefarshim, especially Ramban, discusses this in his commentary in the beginning of Bereishis, right? So it says, "Hu achelak ha'pnimi haruchani shel ha'chai." There's a spiritual element to us, b'nigud l'chelak ha'gashmi ha'chitzoni. In contrast to the physical part of us that's on the outside. That's the guf. Hanefesh hi ha'mahus ha'ikaris v'atzura ha'miyachedes shel ba'alei ha'chayim. This is the way we differentiate ourselves from everyone else in the universe. You can have two identical twins, and you can have two people from different parts of the world that you would think mamish look the same, right? One can disguise himself as the other, but the inside is no, it's like a fingerprint, right? Okay, umishutaf hu hashem hazeh l'chol chay ha-margish k'kasuv l'chol chayas ha-aretz l'chol of ha-shamayim u'l'chol rameis ha-aretz asher bo nefesh chaya. I just told you this a few moments ago, that animals also have the word nefesh in their connection. V'gam l'nefesh ha-adam ha-medaberes v'ha-mesakelas k'kasuv chay hashem asher asol lanu ha-nefesh ha-zos. Okay, so Yirmiyahu uses this lashon. It's interesting that he goes all the way out there to say this, and he discusses this further in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. You can see that citation and more in the Nevuchim. All right, I mean this is no great chiddush. All right, v'yesh la pi'ulos, back in the text, v'yesh la pi'ulos rabos chalukos, and there are many different shonos v'nifrados. There are many different purposes. Yikra'un k'tzas ha'pe'ulos ha'hein nifashos. Right? Some of the chachmei ha'mechkar, some of the experts and the philosophers, right? So they call these different purposes, the different aspects of the human condition, nifashos. Okay? V'yechashiv b'avur zeh she'yesh la'adam nifashos rabos. Yeah, like we say, but I think so. Maybe even like on Monday, this is what you're feeling this, and on Wednesday, the person something else happens, and the person seems to be a different person. Mm. Right? Not that he's schizophrenic or anything, but that we have, or we have different circles in our lives. When I'm with this group, I'm behaving this way. When I'm with that group, I'm behaving this way. Right? Different sociological connections that we make at work. I'm this, at home I'm this. So obviously he's going to say that in all those circles, the Torah should be guiding your outlook to these things. Okay. Kimoshe chashvu harofim. The doctors, he means the therapists. Ad shesam rosh harofim psichas sifro shanafasho shalosh. So, he's talking about Hippocrates,
Yeah.
Right, you've heard of him, the Hippocratic Oath. So, if you want to take a look at Dalet here at the bottom.
He calls him the Rosh HaRofim?
Yeah. Hu Hippocrat Hayavoni, Avi Chachmas HaRafua, Shechai B'meah HaMishis Lefnei Churban B'Yasheni. Right? So, he divided in the introduction to his book that the Rambam was aware of, and he divides Ptichas Sefroshin and Foshos Shalosh Tivis Chiyunis V'Nafshis. Okay, what are these? Right. There's Tivis. Look at the. We can just follow at the bottom. And it says Gam B'Tzmachim V'Hini Kreis Nefesh Atzomachas. Gives you a German word. It means that they're organic. Right? There's life in this plant. And that can be a plant. That can be a tree. Right? And they're very much part of an essential part of nature. Man wouldn't survive without them. Right? There's, you know, it's amazing. Each one of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's whatever Kaddish Baruch Hu put into the world is necessary to make those things happen. It's an amazing Rashi in Parshas Noach. And I just saw it where, just saw it now. Maybe because I saw it in the Gemara in Perek Chelek, where the raven complains to Noach, "Why are you sending me out to find dry land? There are only two of us. Send a kosher bird. There are seven of them." Right.
A good argument.
So yeah, so Rashi says, and the raven made an argument that if I don't make it back, you will destroy one of the species of the world and thereby mess up God's world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very interesting environmental kind of.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying is that because if you get rid of the bees, right, we wouldn't last 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Because they pollinate the things we eat. Right?
Is that why he no longer sends the raven?
So then the raven, because the raven didn't do its job, and then he felt bad about it, so then he sent a kosher bird.
Mm.
But there are maybe thousands of other species that if you killed off them, the bees would be next. So you have to be careful. Right? There was a movie made a long time ago. It's Star Trek. One of the Star Trek was the fourth one, where they had to bring back a humpback whale from the past in order to save the world in the future. Because space. Yeah, remember that one? The space, the visitors to Earth 2 million years ago communicated with the most intelligent being on Earth at the time, which was this whale. And it communicated, spoke to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it came back 2 million years later, and they couldn't find the whale because man had killed it off and made it extinct. And they were looking for the whale, and just looking for it destroyed the Earth until they could figure out what that noise was that thing was making, and who was it trying to communicate with. And they went back to the past to get the one last humpback whale from Earth before someone was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it back to the future so that now this big spaceship could talk to it and say, "Yeah, I'm here, I'm okay." And then it went on the way, and then Earth got okay again. It's great, it's good science fiction, right? But the mussar is, you don't mess with God's world. Right? And so he's saying, yeah, that's the Tivis. Okay, two. Chiyunis. Ramban calls this tnuos. You know, chiyunis means that it moves around. You know, it has life. Hamer geshes v'mishutefes the kol chai. And Ramban says that he notes that the chiyunis gets a bracha in Bereshis. The tivis doesn't. There's no bracha that God gives on the third day of creation, saying to the vegetation, "Flourish! Don't have any viruses in your plants." And because for a plant, if you want to get a plant, you don't have to uproot the plant from the ground. Usually, you just snip off what you want, and then it regenerates.
Mm.
But if you want to eat the meat of that cow, I'm sorry, that cow is gone.
Right.
Right. So the cows need a bracha.
Uh-huh.
The animals need a bracha that it should regenerate from what's taken from it. You know, the whole being.
So it's just the more it lacks, the more it needs a bracha.
Yeah, the more that it may tend to be the victim of, you know, some human activity. Everything else in, take care, Charles. Everything else in nature you can count on is gonna behave the way it should, except man. Right? So that's chiyunis, all right. Those are the, right? And finally, there's nafshis. Nafshis is obviously nefesh hamisakelis, right? everyone divided whatever's on earth in these two things. Now, the fact is that these are organic things. They're the things that are like rocks and other things like that that aren't even in these categories, the elements. Okay? All right, but anyway, pamim shekaru kochos v'chalokim ad she'omer chalkei hanefesh. Different people give different names of these things. To my knowledge, Hippocrates was the first one to divide it this way. V'zeh Hashem yasu ha'pilosofim harbei pamim. The word appears in Shas, philosopher. Rashi says it means a heretic, but Tosfos says, in Greek it means the lover of wisdom. Soph is wisdom, philo is love. So Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. So the philosophers speak about this many times. Number of simba amram chelkei she mitchalakes kechalak agufos, aval him monim pulosel chalukos shehin lechal hanefesh kechalakim lakol hamechubar b'hal chalakim ha'im. So he says that they don't want to further differentiate between this nefesh and that nefesh. They all have the same potential. But we can clearly see the difference between this third group and the two behind it. Okay, I have to stop here for today. But let's keep this up, and we'll plow right through all of it.